Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Let's see. Today on the radio show, we got Jason Smith in the next segment, then Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then, Jeffrey, how's your card coming along today?
It's developing.
It's a developing card.
Correct.
What do you think of this weekend's games? In terms of viewer appeal.
Oh, I think we actually have... Now that we've gotten past last night, I think there's a legitimate case this is the most balanced and best weekend of football we've had. We have two watchable games tonight. Then we have a window. Basically, we have a great game in every window tomorrow. And if you set aside a Madrid game, I think the NFL's got, we've got basically a great game in every window.
So you're excited?
I'm very excited.
If you could watch one game this weekend, would it be Alabama-Oklahoma?
I think it'd be Georgia-Texas.
Georgia-Texas?
Yeah.
Those two. And that includes all NFL games, everything. All, when you can watch one game this weekend. Georgia-Texas. I think that's probably right.
What do we have? We have Rams. Is it Rams-Seahawks? That one is actually, because I'm still Seahawks curious if they're actually.
They seem good.
Like if they're actually elite. Let's see. We have Tampa at Buffalo.
That's a good one. Two of your favorite quarterbacks.
Two of my favorite quarterbacks. And then, I mean, honestly, Detroit Philly's pretty interesting,
that's,
too.
That's incredibly interesting. All the A.J. Brown drama.
I think I'd still go Georgia-Texas.
All right. So, yeah, that's the lineup today. We got Jason Smith. Then we have Chris Harrington. And then we have Jeffrey's Betts. I am today fueled by – I was at – last night I went to Burke's Books with my friend David Williams – has his new novel out. It's about a newspaper guy who's been laid off. How's that for a little too close to home? And but when I was there, in addition to enjoying the company and the words, David told me that the best sausage gravy in the entire city is at Three Little Pigs. And I didn't know that. And so I had Three Little Pigs on the way here. And I have to say, sausage gravy was, much like the Seattle Seahawks, was elite. So I am powered today by sausage gravy. We're going to be talking to Chelsea Chandler, because Chelsea is out at the food drive today. As you know, listen, we had the whole thing with the SNAP benefits not being handed out. And people going hungry in our city. And we know that the food bank has been depleted. And so there is a drive to go ahead and see if we can add folks. It can help refill the food bank. And so you can go to MidSouthFoodBank.org or Poplar and Highland. They're taking donations. Do we have Chelsea? Oh, we have Chelsea. Chelsea's here right now. Chelsea Chandler, of course, from Fox 13. Chelsea, are you out there right now at Poplar and Highland?
I am. I've been out here since a little before 6 a.m. getting things going, and we're rolling right along. We'll be here till 7 o'clock.
6 a.m. till 7 o'clock, and this is obviously for the Mid-South Food Bank. So how does it work? If I had things I wanted to bring, and by the way, people can donate money, and that's appreciated, midsouthfoodbank.org. But if I have canned food or what do you all need, and how does it work? Is there a place I'm pulling in, or am I simply slowing down as I drive past you and tossing you a can of black beans?
You could do both, because I will go out and get it. But listen, we are on Highland between Poplar and Walnut Grove. People are pulling in. We come and get the food out of your car. And let me tell you, you mentioned that their shelves are bare. They were so bare that they didn't even have green beans or any kind of cans to be sorting. So they've been really, really struggling. And that was before the SNAP benefits and the government shutdown. So they really had a strain putting on them. And now we're going into the holidays. So yes, while your food and non-perishable donations are very helpful, whether it's canned goods or sanitary items, things like that, really money helps a lot. And I can tell you this morning, last check, we had already raised, just online, not the cash that's been given here, we've already raised over $13,000. That's over 50,000 meals. And that was really before we got started this morning. But a dollar is four meals, $10, 40 meals. But that, they're able to take that cash donation and buy by pallet. So it actually goes further. Your money donation does. But we're not going to turn anything away, because we're now moving into the holiday season. And again, we are trying to help. This thing, the Memphians always help Memphians. We always have each other's back. And it is such a blessing to be actually out here, a part of something that's never happened before. And that is the coming together of every news organization for one cause.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Obviously, we're with Odyssey. You're with Fox 13. The Daily Memphian is participating. The CA,
yeah.
Our arch enemies are participating. WKNO, ABC 24, WREG, WLOK, iHeart Media, Lamar Advertising. It's sort of everyone coming together to try to restock the food bank. So go see Chelsea Chandler. She's now, Chelsea, you said 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., is that right? How much of that time are you actually going to be there?
I will be here till at least noon. I may say a little longer, but at least noon, because I'll be broadcasting. I'm here live through our midday cast. But we'll say at least noon, but I usually hang around a little longer.
All right. So if you want to head out there, bring some non-perishable items to Poplar Highland area. You'll see them, I'm certain. Or go to midsouthfoodbank.org. Hey, by the way, I know you used to be an expert weather person, still are an expert weather person. You picked a nice day for this. Beautiful.
You're welcome. I crafted this day especially for this food drive, because I knew how badly we needed it, so we didn't have to stand out in the cold. So everyone is welcome.
Thank you, Chelsea. Appreciate it. Stay safe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So there you go. Again, it's sort of everyone came together for this, including the Daily Memphian, Odyssey, the CA, WKNO, ABC 24, WREG, Fox 13, WLOK, iHeart Media, and Lamar Advertising, all participating in this. So I do think that we've heard about the strains on the community, and then with the shutdown, it got that much worse. The lines were incredibly long. And you can see it driving around. Honestly, there's nothing to put things in perspective, to use the phrase, like driving down the road and then you see all these cars lined up. And you've seen that, Jeffrey, right?
Yep.
You get to a place and you see all these cars and you're like, oh, I wonder what's
going on here?
What's going on here? And then you realize people are hungry. I mean, the notion that we have people lining up for 2 hours to get food because they have no food in America is a tragedy. And so this at least helps those folks who do need food. And so, again, they'll be going all day over the Poplar Highland area, midsouthfoodbank.org. All right. On to the matters of sport, Jeffrey. I want to talk about the Grizzlies and some former Grizzlies taking shots at the Grizzlies.
Mm.
And we have to weigh in on these in a moment. Before we do that, let's just let's tick off some of the news of the day. One is the Pats are good. Drake May is good. 25 of 34, 281 yards. Pats have the best record in the NFL. For Drake May, 20 touchdowns, 5 picks, completing 71.9% of his passes, and is a legit MVP candidate in his second season. No surprise that the Pats beat the Jets. The Pats, though, are a surprise, you have to say. Trevion Henderson with 3 touchdowns last night. It is funny watching these teams, obviously lots of differences, and the Patriots struggled in the last years of Belichick, and then as they initially turned the page, now they have a great management team in place. I will say this, though. One team has a quarterback, one doesn't. Like, in the sure. end, if you...
Fields was horrible.
Horrible. And you got a... You're in the draft. If you're the Patriots and you're in the draft and there's Drake May there at 3, right? Was he 3? He was the third quarterback taken.
Caleb, Jaden, May.
And so you
and then get, Penix, I think, went 8.
So you get lucky. Like, you are bad at the right year, and you get a quarterback who falls into your lap, and they've done a great job at developing him, and they built the defense. Like, they went and basically bought. They used their...
All their money.
They used their money wisely, like, full credit. Like, and I'm not just saying, there's a lot of things right with that organization now, apart from the quarterback, but if they had Justin Fields as their quarterback, they'd stink.
Yes, totally agree.
You know,
we have a pretty good sample size.
So much of this is just happening to be bad at the time that the right quarterback falls into your slot in the draft. It's just a lot of it. Now, it's the teams that do,
and not ruining him,
and not ruining him is part of it too. But and then I give more credit, honestly, like to the teams that maneuver to go up and get to the spot, like for the Chiefs and Mahomes. They had to identify he was the guy when a lot of people didn't, because he went 10th, 11th. Where'd he go?
10, here's
a Bills pick, 10th. So they had to identify him as the guy when a lot of people didn't, and they had to move and maneuver to go up and get him. Same thing with the Bills and Josh Allen. They didn't have the pick at which he was picked. They had to maneuver to go get him, which means that someone was willing to trade out of that slot, right? That you've got, and so I give more credit. Like, I don't give the Commanders much credit for Jaden Daniels, right? Like,
no.
That's what...
There were two clear quarterbacks. It's like, and they would have... Like, that's the other thing that drove me insane last year. It's like, well, Daniels is better than Caleb. It's like, if the Commanders would have the number one pick, they would have taken Caleb.
They would have taken the same thing. Like, these quarterbacks were going to go in that order.
Yes.
And I don't give the Patriots any credit for picking Drake May. I do give them credit for putting weapons... You know, they don't really have great weapons, honestly. Okay weapons. I mean, Stephon Diggs has been really good. He's been good for them. But
I think their O-line's been pretty good,
but
too.
But the O-line's been much better. And
McDaniels...
And McDaniels... Like, I give them credit for developing him, 100%. But I don't give them credit for getting him. He's the player that was going to be there. He's the quarterback that was going to be there. And it makes a vast difference. So that happened. Any thoughts on the Pats?
What did we think about those jerseys? Was that blue?
I liked them.
Was that gray? I don't know.
I liked them. I'm not even a jersey guy. And I honestly, before the game, I saw something floating around on social media, and I went and I blew them up and looked at them, and I'm not, mm-hmm. I like them. You didn't like them? What are they called? The Stormfront?
It was like the Nor'easters.
The Nor'easters. Yeah.
It's for, of course, rivalry week. We all know that this is NFL rivalry week.
I liked them. But then again, I'm also no purist. Like, I don't care. I don't care when the Tigers wear black. Like, blue and gray are their colors. I don't care when they wear black.
I care when they wear this. I can't stand when the Tiger basketball team wears the black jerseys with the black numbers and you can't see anything.
See, right. That's a separate complaint.
Yes.
Right? But I understand people. I'm not a purist with the Pats. They can wear blue and that color blue. And I thought they were good. I think the Pats are good, and I thought those jerseys were good. We also had the MVP. MVPs were revealed. Ohtani, four-time MVP, unanimous.
Four-time unanimous, right?
Four-time unanimous. No one else has been unanimous more than once. And he's a four-time unanimous MVP. Kind of crazy. And then Aaron Judge, this must have warmed your heart to see him finally get a little shine.
Numbers
are better, honestly.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's a conspiracy against catchers.
That's what it is. And then Kennard Davis, who was a starter for BYU basketball.
Hello.
He got a DUI. They play UConn tomorrow.
Yes.
And the DUI was at 11:30 in the morning. And the problem, of course, is that, listen, if this had been at your basic SEC school, he would have had to run
It internally.
They could handle it internally, right? They got an honor code over there where you agree not to drink alcohol. And so you do wonder what this means. Weirdly enough, he had just missed their previous game because of minor leg injury. And the coach explaining what was wrong with the team because they won, but they didn't play their best. He went on and on about how much they miss this kid and how toughness, defense, one of the best defensive players he's ever coached, et cetera. I will hand it to BYU. Like, they didn't do it for Retzlaff. Are they going to do it? Are they going to bend their rules for
We're about to find out whether or not how committed to winning.
How committed to winning they are. We're about to find out about that. Okay. Onward to the Grizzlies. Grizzlies play Cleveland Saturday. Cavs, this is too bad. Cavs will be focused because they just lost to Toronto.
Yeah,
at home.
Great to hear.
Naquan Tomlin for the Cavs, 18-6 in garbage town. How about that?
There you go.
But we have two different former Grizzlies taking shots at the Grizzlies. And I want you to be judge and jury and to weigh in on the merits of the shot taking. Marcus Smart, now with the Lakers, said the following. You see what's going on now. That started with me. I came back from injury and I got traded because they said I didn't want to be there. I'm injured. What do you mean I don't want to be here? I'm here every day working my ass off cheering. I'm the only one on the bench coaching, but you know how it is. Control what you can control. I wish nothing but the best for them, plainly. Those guys, they work their asses off. But you could definitely see this coming. And now, this is what you get. So, as it pertains to the charges of Marcus Smart versus the Memphis Grizzlies, how do you rule? Are the Grizzlies guilty or not guilty?
What are they charged with?
They are charged with mishandling him and trading him and saying that he didn't want to be there when he very clearly did want to be here. He was cheering his ass off, and the fact that they didn't want him and his cheering ass on the bench and got rid of him and blamed him for the turmoil, and now you see what they get. Okay, it's an elaborate charge. It's not a very finely tuned charge. His fundamental. They're guilty of mistreatment of Marcus Smart. That's it. The Grizzlies are charged of mistreatment of Smart.
So are they charged with mistreatment of Marcus Smart or mistreatment of players, and therefore this is what they get?
Marcus Smart is one of the – no, I think that they're treated –
I'm going to say not guilty. Like, in the end, Marcus didn't show up in shape, and I'm sure that this is not a clear-cut black and white issue. I'm sure that there are two sides to this. But at the same time, like, he didn't show up in shape, he was not productive, and in the end they chose to pull the plug.
Yeah, I rule not guilty. One of the interesting things here is, of course, is that Marcus Smart says in this thing, they said I didn't want to be here, right? The Grizzlies have actually never publicly said that Marcus Smart didn't want to be here. They have never come out and said anything. They have never publicly disparaged Marcus Smart.
Yep.
Dude, we all get the sense that Marcus Smart didn't want to be here. And in fact, did the Grizzlies internally believe that he didn't want to be here or behaved like he didn't want to be here? I think they believed that he didn't want to be here. It is interesting. He wasn't active. I mean, the truth of the matter is, how do you show that you are engaged and want to be here? One way you show that is you show up in shape, right?
Yep.
It is one thing to be injured if you're in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
Things can happen. But when you get injured and you are not in shape, lard butt, then people are like, he's getting injured because he's not in shape. And we don't know that.
Right.
But it's easy.
But that's the connection.
That's the connection that people make. And so in determining whether someone's all in, as Ryan Sufferfield would say, or not all in, one of the measures of that is whether you come in shape. And so, and do I believe that the Grizzlies, let's be honest, do I believe that the Grizzlies, who gave up, you know, a substantial fee to get him, do I believe that they just decided, we have an effective, engaged Marcus Smart, and we don't want to play him, and we're trading him, and it's breaking our heart? No. They found him to be wildly ineffective and corrosive and out of shape. I just don't believe they willy-nilly, after giving up what they gave up to get him, decided randomly, you know what, we don't need Marcus Smart. Now, obviously, when they moved him, it was for salary purposes, too. They were trying to clear the decks for Jaren, all of that. But I think, as it pertains to Marcus Smart versus the Memphis Grizzlies, I judge the Grizzlies to be not guilty. Now, having said that, is there anything in the Marcus Smart Grizzlies relationship that suggests that the Grizzlies aren't more broadly handling things well? You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Could you see elements of, well, okay, maybe he was to blame too, so they're not guilty because he was out of shape. But is there something in that that helps point to why things are going off the rails?
I would be open to reading the literature,
but I don't even know what you'd say. What would you say? What about how they handled or mishandled Marcus Smart would suggest has any relevance to what they're doing now? I don't really see it.
I think that it would just be kind of like a blanket, like, poor culture.
I could see that. Blanket poor culture. I mean, the argument could be this. The argument, I don't believe this necessarily. The argument could be Marcus Smart came in. He's a winner. You saw him trying to coach from the bench. And how about that telling sentence there? I was the only one coaching from the bench, meaning I was the only one engaged in winning. What they've done there is they've built a poor culture, and so it didn't work for me there. And then they tried to blame it on me, saying I didn't want to be there.
Yeah. And to me, that's not a perspective I would dismiss. I'm not saying that I 100% believe it, but
the part of it that I might agree with is I was the only one coaching from the bench. It doesn't feel like this is a team that's just, you know, falling all over each other to try to win together as a team, rah, 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 right?
Oh, I mean, does this seem like the most closely knit team and like, all for one, one for all?
No.
You've ever seen?
Okay. But fundamentally, we're ruling the Grizzlies not guilty.
Yeah.
All right.
On
in
the
other
charges.
News, Dylan Brooks. By the way, you know that lottery pick that we were getting from the Suns?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that lottery pick that we were getting from the Suns? Such a great deal. Grizzlies, you're going to get a lottery pick. Well, they still could. But the Suns are in the midst of a 5-game win streak. They're 8-5. And they've won 7 of 8. Dylan is absolutely killing it. Over his last 4 games, 21.8 points a game, 2.5 rebounds a game, 1.8 assists per game, a 51.9% field goal percentage, shooting 40% from three. His true shooting percentage for the year is 57.6. He is literally in the midst of his best start ever. His best start ever. He is crushing it for the Suns. The Suns, now, mind you, it was the Pacers last night. They crushed the Pacers last night. He went for 32. And then he was asked the following. You remember the last time you weren't confident on the basketball court? And I think that question is, by the way, just a setup. Like, this guy oozes confidence. No, I've been confident since I came out of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I'm always confident. I always believe I can get it done. That's what that question was going to produce. I bet that's what Kellen Olson, who asked the question, thought the answer would be. And instead, he had something very specific about the last time he wasn't confident on the basketball court. I would say probably the series against the Lakers with the Grizzlies in 2023. I couldn't shoot the ball. The GM is telling me to only shoot 6 shots, not giving me the confidence I needed, And you can feel that energy coming from front office and coaches. Never the players. The players want to win. But you feel that energy. Even if you're not working and putting it, even if you're working and putting in time, it's not falling. Probably that was the last time. I cut that off from there. Then I had that little FIBA run. All I kept doing was working to get back to where I was. So Dylan Brooks, the charge against the Grizzlies is that the Grizzlies robbed him of his confidence by telling him not to shoot, and specifically that the perpetrator was Zach Kleiman, who told him he couldn't put up more than six shots a game. In the matter of the Dylan Brooks versus the Memphis Grizzlies, are the Grizzlies guilty or not guilty?
This only took me 3 seconds to return a verdict. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
He should not have been shooting the basketball.
Wait, let me ask you.
He was horrible that series.
He was horrible. Here's the question. Well, there's a bunch of questions that come from this. First of all, he should not have been shooting the basketball. We all are saying he should not be shooting the basketball. Everyone likes Dylan. No.
They were letting him shoot the basketball. Right. That was what the Lakers wanted.
Let me ask you this, though. Is it the GM's job to tell him not to shoot the basketball?
I think it's a different question, though.
That's my question, though. That's the question I'm asking you now. I said there are different questions come out of this. Should the GM have been telling him not to shoot the basketball?
Probably not.
I think not.
Your job is to put the team.
Is to put the team together, and Taylor Jenkins' job is to tell him not to shoot the basketball.
Correct.
I'm going to convict him of a lesser charge.
Okay.
GM meddling.
Well, I mean, I will.
GM stepping out of his role as GM.
This could be a blanket culture thing.
It's an allegation. We don't know that it's true.
It's true.
It's just an allegation. You'd have to put Dylan on the stand. You'd have to have Zach Kleiman on the stand. We'd have to get to the bottom of it to see if it was corroborated, if that actually happened. That's what Dylan apparently heard. But did he actually do that? I don't know. But if he did that,
I think that
is overstepping his
bounds. I am more inclined to believe Dylan than I would be whatever Zach's answer would be.
Now, I'll say this, though. If Jerry West were the GM of Dylan, and at that moment,
yeah,
he would have 100% told Dylan not to shoot that, and he would have thrown in about 72 F-bombs.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on the road, you're a traveling party,
sure.
I think I could convict him of the lesser charge of, okay, then I would ask you this. Broadly speaking, we now have Marcus Smart, winner over his career.
Yeah.
Dog, except for his time in Memphis when he was a different kind of a dog.
Hungry.
A little bee or whatever.
He was hungry.
Just dogged it. Hungry dog.
Mm-hmm.
Hungry dog. And Dylan Brooks, dog.
Yeah.
Both taking shots at the Memphis Grizzlies. What is happening here?
Disgruntled players. I mean, it was two players that were discarded in the end. Like, in the end, Dylan has talked about at the beginning in his media day, like, about how, like, he had to, like, soul search after Memphis said they didn't want him anymore.
Yeah, I fundamentally agree. What's happening here is the Grizzlies are struggling. Duh. And when the Grizzlies are struggling so publicly, so, like, they don't have the worst record in the league, but they're getting more attention for their badness than any other team in the league.
I think that's probably fair.
Maybe
yeah.
The Pelicans also getting, because the Pelicans.
Well, the Mavericks were until they fired Nika.
You're right. The Mavericks, the Pelicans, because they traded their first round pick to Atlanta, just the sheer stupidity of that is getting, and as it becomes more and more clear, and Zion's hurt again, how stupid that was, or it reaffirms to everybody how stupid that was. They're getting publicity for their misery. Dallas is absolutely getting publicity for its misery, and the Grizzlies are getting public. And so everyone will have an opinion on the Grizzlies. And if you happen to play there and you have a grudge against the Grizzlies, what do? You kick them when they're down.
Yep.
That's what's happening. Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down. That's what's happening here. And I don't put much stock in any of it, I'll be honest. Marcus Smart was fat, out of shape, injured, couldn't get on the court, and the Grizzlies needed his money.
I think you put him on your top five worst Grizzlies.
Right. Yeah, maybe my most, except for Chandler Parsons, my worst Grizzly ever.
Yeah.
And Dylan Brooks, you know, Dylan Brooks is had run his course. A, the Grizzlies couldn't afford him, honestly. He's still got a big contract.
He got like, what was it, $21 million a year?
Massive contract that offseason. The Grizzlies couldn't have brought him back if they had wanted to at that point. And all of us would have told Dylan not to shoot. So I don't put much stock in any of this, but I would ask you this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Could the Grizzlies use more players with the edge of Dylan Brooks, who played like Dylan Brooks, or who played like Marcus Smart did before he became fat and out of shape? Like, those isn't – there's not a lot of that in the locker room right now.
No, there's not a lot of when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
As much as people – and don't pretend out there. Don't pretend wherever you are, driving your car, sitting at home, whatever you're doing, don't pretend – that you weren't out on Dylan Brooks, because everyone was. Everyone was out on Dylan Brooks at the end, except maybe me. And so don't pretend that, like, they'll bring revisionist history here. But I do think you have to acknowledge that Dylan brought an edge to the team that it has missed ever since.
100%. And he did a lot of the stuff that nobody else wanted to do. I mean, like, what gives you hope that, like, when things are going badly, that...
Who's going to step up?
Right. Who's going to sit there and, like, just drag them out of it?
Drag you into the fight.
Right.
Who's going to drag them into the fight? I mean, maybe someday Cedric Howard. Maybe someday Scottie Pippen. That's the other thing with Scottie Pippen's injury.
You're missing, yeah.
Like, he was one of the few dogs that they have on this team. And, like, whatever... I guess Cam Spencer could be. He's too small to be a dog. He's
That's like the problem.
He's a chihuahua.
Like, I don't think it's an effort problem from Cam.
No, I think in spirit he's a dog at heart. But that's all. And so so there you go. We'll talk. It's funny. The Jason and John, and they don't take calls typically. I was driving along yesterday. I nearly drove off the road because I'm like, oh, my God, they're taking calls.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taking calls on the topic of who do you blame? I thought it was a good topic. I was a little envious. It's quite finger-pointing, but like, come on, it's a talk radio topic. Who do you blame? And what the interesting thing was, in the end, more people blamed Isolo than anyone else, right? But by definition, if you're blaming Isolo, aren't you blaming Kleiman? Like, isn't that, like, who gave us Isolo?
I mean, Kleiman? Let's be real. We need to come up with a pie chart. Like, there's plenty of blame to go around. No. I don't have to point the finger at one person. I can do a firing squad if you'd like.
Who don't you blame? I don't blame Cedric Howard.
Yep, I don't blame Cedric. I don't necessarily...
I don't blame Zach Edey.
Eh,
you think he got hurt himself?
Yeah.
You think he hurt himself?
I listen, I just...
I don't blame Cam.
I'm just sketchy when it comes to bigs with ankle injuries. It's like, really?
I don't blame Cam. I don't blame any of the guys who, you know, Vince is playing better than expected. Santi's actually playing well. Don't blame Santi. I blame him.
Do I blame Jalen?
He's such a nice guy.
Well, and I also don't think it's because he's not trying. I think he just wasn't playing well.
Too much.
Yeah, maybe pressing.
Pressing.
Yeah. Well,
let's be honest. It stops. The places, the people to blame, if that's what we're doing here, are Zach Kleiman, Tomas Isolo.
John Jaren. Yeah.
That's who you blame. And Robert Pera, if you want to.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's his team.
Right. So, and that's who you blame. But it's funny. My friend Otis Sanford posted on Facebook. I am not going to spend any more emotional capital on the Grizzlies right now. I've got better things to do, including preparing for a major announcement. There you go. In a few weeks, I will still attend my season allotment of games, but I will not have heartburn over this losing streak. This is where we are already. Is like, I've told you that I have successfully muted. And anytime there's a new reference to the Buffalo Sabres that sneaks in my social media somehow, I've successfully muted it. And I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is happening. Ever since their best player, Rasmus Dahlin, took a leave of absence because his wife had a heart transplant.
What?
Yes. So I'm like, we cope with these losses. Everyone copes with disaster in different ways. And what you're seeing here is coping, right? Otis is like, okay, I'm going to go to the games, but I'm not going to care. Like, can you resolve not to care? And that's where I am with the Bills. I can't cut them off. You couldn't if you wanted to, right? You can't avoid knowing what's happening with the Bills. But I have with the Bills resolved not to care. I've numbed my senses over the Bills. I've successfully done that. I've already decided in advance this is not their year. I'm kind of in it for a slightly better draft pick, and I'm just not going to be depressed about what happens. And they're good. So I absolutely understand why Otis is like, but I don't know how easy it is to do that, to say, okay, I'm still going to go to the games, but you can't make me care.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of in a different stage, because Cobb and I were talking about it yesterday. Set aside, like, I swear to everyone, I will never be the sports media guy that's like, I can't believe I have to watch this. I'll never do that.
Right.
But from a personal perspective, the Boston game, it's the middle of the third quarter. I just asked myself, why am I still watching this?
Oh, I 100% turn it off.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's, you weren't
I'm not,
learning.
I'm not as committed to
like,
my,
I wasn't
to my
learning anything. It
you
wasn't.
Are. You're just getting started. In a game like that, I turn it off.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Cobb was like, yeah, this was like when I was actively looking for other things to do.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk to Jason Smith about all of this on the other side. But before that, I will tell you that over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, tomorrow's the last day. Tomorrow is the last day of the spend $1,999 or more.
Buying gifts that get gifts.
It's the give gifts and get gifts. Let me ask you this. Are there other gifts yet to come? Or is this the last day of the give gifts, get gifts?
I think there are other ones to come.
That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm. If I'm historically there.
One of the great things that Robert Irwin does is during the Christmas season, the holiday season, you can give gifts and you also get gifts. He makes it worth your while, and then you can either give that gift to someone else so you've doubled up, or you can keep it for yourself so you have a Merry Christmas. Anyway, right now through tomorrow, spend $19.99 or more on anything at Robert Irwin Jewelers and you get a free Ready Rudy 24 hard cooler or an additional 10% off already on sale diamond pendants and necklaces. And I can tell you, the diamonds are stunning at Robert Irwin Jewelers. So we all got to do this holiday shopping. And so you might as well not put it off any longer, particularly when you got a sweet deal like that. Again, through tomorrow, Robert Irwin Jewelers, the Bartlett Town Center, that's near the Kroger, South Haven, that's at the corner of Airways and Goodman, the Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom, that's the one I go to across from Novel on Perkins Extended near Laurelwood. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers. Give gifts and get gifts has begun. Jason Smith on the other side, Jeff Cockinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back on the Jeff Cockin Show, joined now by Jason Smith, Jason and John, every single day from 11 until 2. Jason, so we have new Grizzlies drama, this time coming from outside the organization, as both Marcus Smart and Dylan Brooks have, in their own way, taken shots at the organization. Marcus Smart saying, they said I didn't want to be here, they traded me, look at where they are now, ha, ha, ha. And I added the ha-ha, but that's the essence of it. And Dylan Brooks saying that, hey, the last time I was didn't have confidence was because Zach Kleiman told me not to shoot in the Lakers series, and that destroyed my confidence. Look where they are now, ha-ha-ha. Okay, he didn't say that part. What do you make of the charges against the Grizzlies leveled by former Grizzlies?
It's fine. I mean, the Grizzlies are a mess. So what are we going to do, stand up and say, no, they're not? We can get into the intricacies of what they said. Did this with Jeffrey on his show about Marcus Smart's comments. It's really, you know, there's a spirit of truth in what they're saying. That's what I told Jeffrey. We can talk about Marcus Smart's commitment level and say, well, you weren't in, which I don't think he ever really was. He was coming off being traded by the Celtics. They go on and win a championship. We talked about how you could sort of see the guy, you know, first year away from Boston that had been his whole career, you know, being 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I always believed that. That said, you know, I mean, the Grizzlies are down right now. They are a mess. And so for these guys to come in and get, I mean, it's low hanging fruit for sure. But I do think some of what they said is certainly true. And so from that standpoint, I really got no problem with it.
Well, I they are a mess. And so there's no question the Grizzlies, the proof is in what they are, what they are.
Yes.
What did either of them say that's true, though?
Dylan Brooks said he was asked to shoot six times. I mean, whether it was six or whether it was seven or whether it was five, that's what he needed to do on that team at that point. He had become basically a fourth option. You're talking about a guy who at one
point.
Was
that bad? Were they? So, is that? Did you blame the Grizzlies for telling
them? No, what I said is no. What you asked me is if that's true. I think that's probably true.
What criticisms of the Grizzlies did they have that is true?
That it's a mess, and this is what they get for making some of their decisions. I'm not sure that it's exactly the ones that Marcus Smart is pointing to, but some of the decisions they've made, including how they handled Taylor Jenkins and Isolo last year, which I've continued to say was a mess. Marcus Smart might have been the only one coaching because you had two guys pitted against each other for sort of control, at least in terms of philosophies. And so, you know, again, I have no problem with it. We can stand up for the Grizzlies all day long and say, you know, wonderfully built organization. And for a while, this is low-hanging fruit, and right. Those guys are entitled to take their shots.
I agree with that 100%. 100%. No one is to say that Marcus Smart was out of shape and that his criticisms are a little, given what he had to offer to the Grizzlies. But no one is. I don't think anyone would say the Grizzlies are anything other than a mess. They didn't actually say they're a mess, but they wouldn't. No one would say. I don't know a single soul.
Drew Hill had it in his piece yesterday. We talked about it all day long. He said
they're a mess, but I'm saying Marcus Smart didn't call him a mess, and Dylan didn't call him a mess, but everyone else has called him a mess. Like they are right. A mess. There's no question that they are a mess. I was interested. You took calls yesterday, and. Yeah. And I was envious of the segment because I thought it was great. Isolo won in terms of one, a lost. Who was to blame? It was a close call, but Isolo carried the day at the end. He's to blame. It is interesting, though, because as you point out, if Isolo is to blame, by definition, isn't Kleiman to blame?
Yes, and I was listening to you with Jeffrey. You're absolutely right on that. It's important to point out that it was close. That it was by one vote that Isolo was voted off the island in this case. John had a little fun with it, making it Survivor, over Kleiman, who had, you know, one fewer vote. The last vote is literally the one that put it over the top for Isolo. But point being, I think a lot of people, Jeff, and I am in that boat as well, are, if you're going to blame Isolo, you've got to blame Zach Kleiman, who, again, at a time where Ja and Jaren, you're doubling down on them just in terms of them being the two pillars, you're paying Jaren in the sense that you're doubling down. I know with Ja, we can talk about not doing the contract extension, but let's talk about it. I mean, you know, year 7 and 8, they're prime. You decide to go with it. Listen, we have great respect for what Isolo accomplished in Europe, but unproven at the NBA level. And so it's a critical time in franchise history. You are, while even Ja Morant, it felt like, was sort of saying, yeah, it's time for a new voice. Because you look at sort of the protest when Taylor was still the coach, comes right back for Isolo. Even though you had that on board, it was time for a change, sure. But the way this was handled, again, if Isolo was the guy that you wanted as your head coach, well, you wasted last year in waiting. You should have had, you know, you undercut Taylor in the sense that you took those assistants away. Maybe you just should have had, you know, the gall to make the call that you initially wanted to make. My point is that you wasted a season at a very critical time. And so going back to your point, that's, you know, bringing in Isolo, we can look at the unproven coach and say, well, a system doesn't work, but it's Zach Kleiman that decided to go this route. Many of us said, man, you know, if not a veteran coach, or at least someone that can speak the language of these players in a different way, someone who's seen some things, then maybe a Sam Cassell, who no, hasn't been a head coach, but has seen some things. And we talked about speaking Ja's language and being able to do that and pour into him. We're questioning now, what, 13 games in, whether Isolo can do that. That's not on Isolo. He is what he is, a developing, growing NBA coach who's trying to figure it out. That, to me, is on Zach Kleiman. This mess is ultimately that I do think there are ways out of. And maybe, you know, certainly not to this degree, but maybe they expected it. It's the guy that's making the gumbo. It's Zach Kleiman. And so ultimately the spotlight, if there's blame, a majority of it, and that's the question that we asked, who gets the majority of it, it has to go to Zach Kleiman. He would have been my vote, certainly.
It's an interesting question because the fact that you did it, who gets voted off the island, that John turned to that in the end, it also slightly changes. In other words, who is to blame is one question. Who would you vote off the island is another question.
Sure.
And is an interesting question because, again, all of this caveat, none of this is happening now, right? I think you would probably agree with that. But here's the question. If you – I wonder what the fans would say here. If the question were put to them, who would you vote off the island, right? And it were just and it were either Isolo or Kleiman. If you vote Isolo off the island, what you're doing is you're leaving Kleiman in charge, and you're saying, you're saying, I want a coaching change, but I still trust Zach Kleiman to pick the next coach, to decide what to do with Ja, to decide what to do with Jaren. And I think it's an interesting question as to whether he's deserves that confidence. If you vote Kleiman off the island, then you're really voting them both off the island. You know what I mean? Because the next year, I do wonder who Memphis fans would vote off the island now. Probably Isolo, but that would leave Kleiman in charge. And one wonders at what point will people start to ask if he should be voted off the island.
A discussion that I think is very interesting here in terms of, you know, because what you do in the NBA when you're getting no effort from the players anymore, that's what was happening with Taylor Jenkins at the end. Typically the way you go is you fire the coach. But Zach Kleiman is so invested in Isolo. You became even more invested in him when you didn't do interviews. Jeffrey has pointed this out. It's something I've continued to harp on as well. When you decided, you know what, I don't need to talk to the rest of the league, the guy that I brought in with 9 games left, I didn't judge Isolo in any of that. But that point was he'd already made up his mind. Much like we believe, you know, he saw a future head coach of the Grizzlies when he decided to bring him in here and cut those other assistants out as Drew has pointed out in his piece, at above market value, a guy who'd been offered the position by the Washington Wizards. And so I think Kleiman always saw it as that. And again, you know, I there is a part of me, Jeff, believe me, and I've said it, we can't judge Isolo until at least Zach Edey's in there, Ty Jerome can address some of this shooting. You can't even see what the vision is supposed to look like right now, right? Because they have no identity offensively or defensively, and I'm sure a lot of it is because the pieces aren't there. Part of, you know, again, Ja's not getting the spacing he's used to because he doesn't have that big guy to come out and set it for him and then roll to the basket in a way that's going to, you know, I mean, he's been talking about this with Jock the entire 13 games, trying to get that down, just getting Jock to roll to the basket and be ready for the pass. Anyway, you get something that Ja recognizes back in there, all of a sudden, yeah, there's a chance he gets happy again. But my point is, there's a part of me that feels awful for Isolo. He's handcuffed in a way. When he tried to hold his star accountable for what was an unacceptable effort in the second half of the Lakers game, you know, and again, in fairness to him, you got to. You know, what does it say to the rest of the roster if you don't? And so, but you do it, you get basically, you know, a rant come back at you. You start to lose control, or at least, you know, what it feels like is having everybody on the same page. And man, that's a tough road to hoe when you're just trying to get some credibility, trying to make these guys believe in you, and you're trying to install a new system where it doesn't even look like, forget the top guy, it doesn't even look like you're big. You know, your number two player, Jaren Jackson, like it's a good system for him right now. And so I feel for the spot that he's in, but what you do in the NBA is you fire coaches. That's what happens.
Right.
And back to your point, to bottom line it, Jeff, how can you feel confident about Zach Kleiman's ability to pick the next one after if you're firing Isolo already with the way he would have handled this, with the way he would have handled this transition. So
I guess what I would say is that I'm trying to just thinking about this. If I were Robert Pera, what would I do? Or if I took over Robert Pera,
sold me
the team for $12, what would I do? And would I keep Zach Kleiman? And here's the truth is I think right now it doesn't look like he handled the coaching thing well. I think that's pretty clear. You can argue that like he hasn't handled the job thing well because, you know, now if he has to move off him now, he's going to get pennies on the dollar. Maybe he should have seen this coming. Although I'm not going to fault him for that because I don't think most GMs, knowing the transcendent star that Ja is, would have moved off him earlier. And I think
Listen, Ja, I mean, for Ja to bail that fast, right? Because he was in on this move.
Yeah.
But so, that's Ja Morant, man. I'll go back. Not to interrupt. But
what in the end, I would keep Zach Kleiman because in a market like Memphis, the most important thing is to draft well. That's the way you're going to get blue players, good players.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
with some misses, he has really shown that
he's shown it again
this year. And draft picks are coming. And so I would keep him here because he has shown he can draft.
That's fair. Again, keep him here with, well, you're going to have to show me what you're going to do, right, in terms of picking this coach.
And give him another,
You would need sort of a walkthrough on what the plan is and how it can't be like the last plan, basically, right? That's what you would need.
Did you read your cohort, John wrote a column. It's up, and I found it depressing. People can read it. It was good. But it just talked about how the reality's changed, man. And the budgets are going to determine how good you are, and they don't have a budget to compete anymore where they used to be. I think it was bracingly honest, but a little... I find it depressing. Don't you? Like, as someone who grew up with the illusion that Memphis, or absolutely. The idea that Memphis could be a top 20 program, and it just can't be now.
Well, grew up believing that and then covered it as that, right?
Yeah.
Got the job covered and as that at the CA. That's what we always thought. I mean, this program's always had national championship aspirations. That's something that you don't have on the football side, but things have shifted and the price of that has gone up, as John points out. And so continuing to pay the price for that, while college athletics is not just the river's flowing the same way it always has, and you've been going upstream, right, trying to have basketball out there. Now it's flowing stronger and in that same direction more so than ever before. And so you cannot continue to stream up the current. You cannot continue to swim up current. Yeah, and that's what Memphis football, which now has control of Simmons Bank, and in just winning its conference, gets a shot at the college football playoff for the time being. That's what they've got to do. And so it's unfortunate. We've got to shift our expectations just in terms of what it can be, again, because of what they've got, the price, right, that it costs to put together the kind of roster you need to make a Sweet 16. I mean, Jeff, attendance is telling you this. It's telling us all this. And it's not just Memphis, we know, but certainly here where it's mattered so much. That is not the 2008 product. It is not the, it's not the same thing. And so I think it's just a sort of, you know, ultimately, it's the reality. And while it's difficult to say it, right, times have changed, that's what times do. They change. And so ultimately, I think it's a shift that the athletic department has to make. That's not to say we can't have good times in Tigers basketball, because, again, you win the American, you're going to be in the tournament. But making those deep runs, and for what it's going to cost at this point, with Memphis needing to, I think, shift attention to football because of the opportunity and the ceiling there feels higher. I mean, Fred Smith was telling us that, wasn't he, with that NIL deal? I think they're making the right move. And listen, Memphis basketball can still be good. It's just going to have to be good and be a good product in a different way.
Thanks very much, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Jason Smith, Jason John, every single day from 11 until... two. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Dr. Chris Arrington on the other side. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.